This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock. Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Welcome in. Hope you're doing well. Big news day. Tennessee hires an athletics director. I know you've heard. Danny White being hired as... Just turn them off, please. Good Lord. I mean, here we have a huge day. Huge day on the show. All fired up. Trying to get rolling here. Big news off the top. And one of these knuckleheads just like, what is he, like taking his microphone and is like playing the bongo drums with it or something? Just turn him off, Alex. Good grief.
I did.
Thank you. Kill somebody to show a little professionalism around here? I mean, good night. Danny White. It's a... nice day for a white wedding. Athletics director at Central Florida, Buffalo. Pretty strong track record making hires. He hired Bobby Hurley at Buffalo. He hired Lance Leopold, who, if nothing else, has a fantastic name. Nate Oates, of course, now at Alabama. And then he went to Central Florida, where he hired Scott Frost, Johnny Dawkins, his basketball coach from Duke, and Josh Heupel when Scott Frost went to Nebraska. So there's a new day, dawning of a new age in Tennessee athletics. He's got degrees from Notre Dame, Ohio, and Ole Miss. And, yes, his brother did hire Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic, which has got the internets in a tizzy. Hire being met with rave reviews so far. All right, let's bring the boys back in and see if they've stopped their if they've kept their mic bashing to a dull roar by now. Bear, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I was doing great until you did your thing again, man. I mean, you don't rip me on air, man. I was having some issues over here.
Yeah, we know.
I had no idea
we
what's
know.
Going on. My whole my
that's
whole
why
thing
I'm ripping you.
And you could have, you know, you don't have to rage out, man.
I'm not raging out.
That day ruined my day.
That's ruined your day?
Mood.
Oh, yeah, that's so soft.
Once again,
come on.
I'm in a fantastic mood until I have to deal with your idiocy. Good afternoon, Trey. How are you, sir?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Trey,
great day for Tennessee athletics.
It's incredible.
Well, I'll go ahead and assume that was the noise was coming from Bear. I didn't know. It was 50-50. Which what if you guys was making all
well,
the racket?
No, it wasn't coming from me.
Okay, Trey, you make more crazy noises than anybody in the history of making noises. Don't kid yourself, big boy.
Bear lashing out wildly in all directions 5 minutes into the show.
Did you read the text we ever send him, Trey? What did I send you 30 seconds before the show started?
I don't know. You know what I'm doing 30 seconds before the show started? Being ready for the show starting in 30 seconds. I'm the guy who's prepared. I'm the guy who's ready to go. I'm the guy who does his job. You know who you are? You're the other guy.
Nah, you're a punk and a clown. Check you stare at that phone 24/7. If you would have seen, I had a little bit of an accident right before we went on air. I'm sorry, Russ.
Well, go change your pants. Go change your pants. Put your big boy underpants on and let's go.
Oh,
Had an accident.
I got one question.
I had an accident.
I've got a question right off the top.
Go ahead.
Trey, you there?
Good afternoon. Yep.
How the hell did you know about Danny Wallace?
We're going to start calling Wallace the Oracle. Because he prophesied this. What, you brought up Danny White's name.
Out of the blue. Like,
what,
me and
Monday?
Russell were bamboozled.
We're like, Danny White? Like, who the hell is that?
The quarterback from the Cowboys?
I had a source. I've already talked to Russell about this in the last hour. He asked me the same thing.
Well, here's another tip for you, Trey. As a third member of the show, maybe you ought to start sharing with me a little bit.
Keep me in the dark. I will start sharing with you. I'm sorry. Russell didn't know either, so if that makes you feel better.
Okay, so in all seriousness, like somebody tipped you off to this?
No, I have a to name the person, so it's all what? Good. I have a friend that works at Nike that works with UCF, and that name was me and that person talked about that name yesterday a little bit.
Huh. Okay.
The hire being met with rave reviews so far. I mean, Big Orange Country, it's in unison. We have projected our hopes onto the, I would keep wanting to call him Kevin White. Danny White, Kevin White was his father at Duke, who just stepped down, just announced his retirement, I think earlier this week or maybe last week, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's interesting. I put out on Twitter before the hire was announced that it's like, I'm just looking at it. And you know, my thing has the whole time has been the reason we're in such a low state is because we keep panicking every time we have to make a big hire and we rush it through. And I'm just looking at this. We fired the AD a couple days ago, and here we are Thursday, and we've got the new guy. And I'm just like, hey, listen, who cares what I think? The bottom line is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. What matters is who's this guy going to hire as football coach. And if he nails that aspect of it, if he hires a winner, he hires a good football coach, and we get back, then he's going to be here for a long, long time. Eventually, the new car smell wears off on all athletics directors, and we all end up kind of hating the athletics director a couple of years in. That's just what happens. But whether or not he's successful, ultimately, there are a lot of people who hated Doug Dickey. Like, why we were winning a national championship. We were winning games left and right, and people couldn't stand the athletics director. It's just the nature of the job. But if this guy can hire a winner and we can get football turned around, he'll be here for a really long time. If he doesn't, if he hires another bum, we're going to be firing him, Danny White, in 3 or 4 years with the football coach. That's the end of the thing. No hot take there. That's just the facts.
I mean, the one thing I will tell you, they love him down there. Like there's some people that are really UCF fans are. I mean, they're not. I mean, they really don't like that he's leaving him. So I mean that
I got this from somebody about 45 minutes ago, and the quote is, this is a step in the right direction. Nice to have someone who will hold some clout when he walks into that AD room with Burns, Strickland, and Mitch, and will have Sankey's ear and be engaging. And it's a direct quote from a source.
Direct quote.
Now,
Russell.
Listen, I understand that we've all turned on Philip Fulmer and how quick that happened, right? 3 years ago, the battle captain riding in on his white horse to save the day after the Curry fiasco. And we all loved, oh, God, he's got the bedside manner of the world's greatest doctor. We all love Papaw Phil back, and he's going to get this right. Nobody wants to fix football more than Philip Fulmer. We all loved him. And now, just in the span of like a couple of weeks, he's become a pariah, and like people just and rightfully so, man. If he's going to end up taking this buyout money from Tennessee, it's absolutely unconscionable that they would allow him to do that. But you're going to tell me that Philip Fulmer didn't have sway when he walked into that athletics director room? Those meetings down in Destin when they're cutting up all the SEC network money and the five families are coming together to distribute the pie and all that stuff. Like, Philip Fulmer didn't have Greg Sankey's ear? Come on. I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade. Obviously, I hope this dude kills it, man. I hope he knocks it out of the park. I hope we make a tremendous football hire. And by the way, he did dunk on Dan Trolkin on Twitter. I'm sure you've all seen that by now. So, I mean, hey, that's claiming a national championship when you clearly didn't win one. I mean, that's a Vol Twitter move if ever there was one, right? This guy could very well be one of us.
It's a match made in heaven.
I have to say, Tennessee has done a lot of wrong in the last 2 to 3 years. But today, the president and the chancellor of the University of Tennessee, let me rephrase that, yesterday, when they pretty much had this deal done, they stepped up and said, you know what? We're going big here. We're not messing around anymore. We're not going to let somebody come in here and use this as training wheels. We're going to get somebody big. That's exactly what they did.
I mean, exactly what they did. Hopefully that'll extend to the next head football coach at Tennessee. I mean, we went big on Barnes. It's paying dividends.
His statement, Bear, too, today, Danny White says, Volunteer fans have an expectation to win, and my first task will be taking on the search for a new head football coach.
Yeah.
I think that puts Kevin Steele right to the side.
Yeah, that was kind of my takeaway, too. It's like you don't go out and hire an athletics director. And I guess
on Twitter about that. The hiring freeze has been – I don't know if it was ever uninstituted, but it's definitely been reinstituted.
Yeah. There's no point in letting Kevin Steele. And really, if we're being honest about it, there was no point in hiring Kevin Steele last week. Now, maybe the next coach comes in here and wants to keep him, and it's a match made in heaven, and that's all good. But it's kind of wild to me that they hired him the week before, less than a week before they fired the head coach. And yesterday they were even talking about letting the interim coach make position coach hires. I mean, who does that? That's absolutely insane. But yeah, hopefully now that this guy hits he doesn't have time to unpack his suitcase, doesn't have time to set up his office or anything. He's got to go hire a football coach, and let's hope he makes the right call.
And there's nothing saying that, you know, if it works out, that's great. If they end up hiring an offensive-minded coach, and he decides that, you know, Kevin Steele, top 20 defensive coordinator, you know, want to stay on staff. I don't think that this guy would. They're not going to force Kevin Steele on whoever the new head football coach is.
I would hope not.
No, I can't see that happening. But honestly, I could see happening if it's, you know, one of these offensive savants who's not, you know, I mean, you could do a lot worse than having Kevin Steele as your DC. I mean,
Austin Price at VolQuest saying that, you know, the Billy Napier stuff, the narrative for there has been for weeks that he's not going to take this job. He's holding out for Texas or LSU or Florida.
LSU.
Something like that. But Austin saying that, he's hearing that might not be the case with Danny White now running the show.
He changes the game, man. He does. He changes your pool.
I mean, Napier's not what I've picked up from him. He's not gonna go anywhere. I still would be surprised, unless he's just got some kind of incredible relationship with White, that he would want to take this on, because he's being so selective. It's pretty smart, I think. He's going to be very careful about when he takes his shot. And the impression I get from everything he says is he's not looking to walk in somewhere where he's going to have to rebuild something. He's wanting to walk into a situation like Kirby Smart did, or Dan Mullen.
That's not Tennessee.
No.
Right now, as I guess, as soon as we got done with the show, the Jeremy Pruitt salary cap space clearing session officially got underway. As it's interesting, all those players that jumped in the portal yesterday, Trey, what did they have in common? Who recruited them here? Who was the primary recruiter for Henry Toe and Eric Gray and whoever else, Crouch and those guys? Who was the guy that was in on those guys?
I'm pretty sure it was Brian Niedermeyer.
Oh, interesting.
Don't quote me on that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Did you guys find it a little bit odd, too, that Eric Gray didn't sound like he was, you know, really wanting to leave Tennessee?
Well, I do know that all those players went to the office together at the same time and met with the people in charge of entering the portal and got all their paperwork. All of those guys did.
All four of them?
Same time, yeah.
Well, whoever's walking in here, the football coach, is going to inherit a mess. And he's going to need a strong athletics director. He's going to need a strong university administration president, chancellor to walk with them, because the next year or so is probably not going to be pretty, and you're probably going to have a cloud of NCAA sanction-related uncertainty hanging over the program for the foreseeable future. Hopefully they can expedite that, but if you follow any recent NCAA investigations, you know that that is not the normal process. So
I imagine they've got a pretty big backlog of cases right now, don't they?
Well, people are all fired up about it, and I think that maybe I'm oversimplifying it here. We'll ask Barrett Salee coming up here in just a few minutes on the show, but it all comes down to that football hire, man. Time to hire a winner. It's time to get this right and hire the football coach. And Danny White seems like a perfectly reasonable hire to me. I feel like some of the home run talk and all that stuff is kind of hyperbole.
Just a little premature.
Well, we hired a guy who is an athletics director at an American Athletics Conference school. He has been successful there. There's no doubt about it. And we read the list of hires that he's made off the top. It seems like he's got a really good batting average. But
yeah, I mean, he's got an eye for talent.
As we've seen here, this is tough, man. It's a tough job. It just got a lot tougher because of this NCAA uncertainty that we just talked about. And it's a really odd time to be entering the hiring cycle. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this guy hits the ground running, who he talks to, and who he ultimately hires. But it's good for Tennessee fans have some hope this afternoon. And hope is a powerful thing. Hope is a good thing. And we all should have a little hope.
Oh, sorry, Russ. He seems to have a lot of personality and a little bit of swagger to him.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, he
kind of got a mouth on him.
And I'll say this. He bucks a trend of, we'll look at John Gilbert because he's got some familiarity with the place, or we'll look at Mark Ingram because he played here, or we'll look at Brad Lampley because he's all Vol, or we'll look at this guy who has some obscure tie to some guy that worked here at some time. Maybe this is what you need to do. Maybe we need to go outside the family, bring in some new blood with no ties to Knoxville or the University of Tennessee or the Vols or anything else. Maybe we need to clean house. I keep coming back to that, even with the football program and even with some of the guys on staff who we really like, T. Martin and Jake Ram, most notably. And I'm a big Jim Chaney fan, as you all know. Maybe I keep coming back to they just need to come here and gut it. And everybody on that previous staff, from the assistant coaches to the recruiting office interns, sorry, we're going in a different direction. We're starting over, and we're going to build this thing from the ground up and do it the right way. Maybe that's what we need to do. This town, to quote the Joker from Batman the movie, great 1990 classic starring Michael Keaton, my favorite Batman, and Jack Nicholson is the Joker. What did he say, Bear? What did this town need? This town needs...
You got me on that one, man. I didn't see it, or don't remember it.
This town needs an enema.
That's what I was going to guess.
Oh, my God.
Not because of
Flush
Batman.
It out. Get all the crap out. 3-7. Let's start over, man. I don't care. The player's leaving. It was like, oh, my God, it's a doomsday scenario. This is just awful. Who cares, man? Let's start over.
Now, do you guys think that those guys hitting the portal hastened this, or do you think that Plowman and Boyd were always intending to move quick?
I don't know. People ask me that, too.
On that and
yeah, Reed and I were talking about that before we came in here. I don't know. I think they probably always wanted to move quickly, but there was probably a sense of urgency here. But, again, don't rush. Don't panic. I hope we didn't. Time will tell. We're going to take a quick timeout. Actually, no, let's keep it right here. Let's keep it right here for just a second. Let's take a phone call. Who do we
have? Yeah, I got
somebody jumped in here, like, right at the top.
Before I could even play the intro, we had a caller.
I love it when that happens.
This is Jeff.
Jeff, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Russell, greetings from your home state of South Carolina.
Hey, Jeff, how are things going in the Palmetto State?
Very well, actually. It's a little bit warmer here in South Carolina than it is in Knoxville. Not too much, but it is a little bit.
Okay.
Well, guys, y'all been busy for the last several days, so I haven't been able to get in. And I had a question for you. And I don't know the answer. When you look at this and you fire him for cause and you're trying to save $13 million, does the ends really justify the means?
We'll find out. It depends on the hire. Who's going to be our football coach and will that person be successful? We won't know for a while.
I would say this thing is going to be caught up in court with him for what, a year, 2 years? So you're going to be paying attorney's fees through all this?
I can promise you Jeremy Pruitt does not want this thing to go to court. Just as much as I can promise you Tennessee doesn't want to go to court. I bet they settle outside of court. If there is
I think that would be the smartest thing to do. You've had all these kids leave, probably not going to a bowl regardless next year. So you're definitely not going to get any bowl money for at least next year, probably the year after that too. All the attorney's fees, Fulmer's buyout that you talked about yesterday that is just absolutely sickening. This has costed a lot of money. And even though I really liked the hire today, of Danny White, you also had to pay his $2.5 million buyout as well.
Yep. Nothing in this business is cheap, as we've learned through the years. And I suppose on one hand, it's like we said, it's obscene. It's ridiculous. It's absurd, the money that they spend on these people, these hires for these administrators and these coaches. But on the other hand, I think if you're a fan and just, hey, it's not your money, it's all Monopoly money to us, right? It's got to be encouraging. On one hand, it's like, okay, Randy Boyd's going big, man. He's going to get these boosters together and they're going to cut the check. They're not going to go cheap. That's the expectation that's been set now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Randy Boyd cut the buyout check sitting on his couch last night.
How impressive is Plowman and Boyd?
I mean, fairly impressive. I still have some questions really about how and why those two contracts got signed off on at the beginning of the season.
I do have a problem with that there.
So, other than that,
And why is Coach Fulmer, why the charade with Coach Fulmer up there Monday?
Why was he not fired for cause?
Well, it sounds like he was. So why did you put him up there and praise him Monday? I've got some questions, too, and my guess is we eventually know the answers, but right now we don't really know, which is strange.
Do you think he will be, though, that they'll do this a lot quieter and not such, you know, in a public way, that they will do this on a much quieter level?
What, the coaching search?
Fulmer's buyout.
Oh.
And being fired with cause.
I don't know, man. I'm still trying to make sense of it, because here's some people say, oh, he was fired and it's a really spiteful thing and Plowman's mad and all this. And then you hear, it's legitimate. They want Fulmer to, he didn't have anything to do with this, which I don't buy for a second, and all that stuff.
I don't either.
We'll see. Jeff, appreciate the phone call. We got to run.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. When we continue, Barrett Salee of CBSSports.com is going to join the show, and we'll get his take on Tennessee hiring Danny White as athletics director and what that means for Tennessee football and the ensuing coaching search here in Knoxville. Stay tuned. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Like it or not. So Mr. Shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell Berry, Trey back with you. Tennessee entering a white wedding, a hastily arranged shotgun wedding with Danny White. Why can I keep wanting to call him Mike or Kevin? It's going to take some getting used to. Let's bring in Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com, this afternoon on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Barrett. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. Just another kind of slow day on Rocky Top, right?
I tell you what, it's been a rather boring week, Barrett. At least we can all take a deep breath now. Nothing to do now. Danny White, he can go in and, you know, take his time unpacking his office, kick his feet up on the desk, pick out the new decorations, stuff like that. Everything's just fine here on Rocky Top. He inherits a well-oiled machine.
Nothing to worry about at all. But no, it's getting Danny White. Look, I think a lot of us had our justified criticism of him with all of his, you know, shenanigans and, you know, craziness at UCF when they obviously win the national championship. But the dude is an absolute stud in terms of marketing, and he can absolutely identify talent. And that's the biggest thing, is that from a coaching perspective, you obviously need a coach. And he's hired a whole lot of them, both at Buffalo and UCF, that have been successful. So, it's a pretty significant coup for Tennessee. And, man, he's going to do a great job there. I can't wait to see what he does.
Well, Barrett, you've been along the sport a long time. You know as well as I do, this all comes down to who he hires as a football coach. It's, you know, if he makes a good hire, he'll be here for a while. If he doesn't, he probably won't. How high or low should the expectations be for Tennessee fans in that regard?
Very high, but they should also be very subject to a lot of patience. And I know Tennessee hates to hear patience, but that's exactly what needs to happen, because there are so many different tentacles and so many different aspects of this job now that are going to take a whole lot of time to get right and to structure. So he's got to make this his own. He's got to make this a program that can be sustainable, not just long term, but permanently. And that means you're going to have a lot of different. He's going to juggle a lot of different balls. So I think he can handle it, but Tennessee folks have to be patient, because it is not going to be easy.
Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com, with us this afternoon on The Drive. And Barrett, Tennessee fans, I'm sure you've seen on Vol Twitter, going crazy over, you know, Lane Kiffin. There's a tie there. White's brother hired Kiffin at FAU. And just if Hugh Freeze is a non-starter here because of the current NCAA situation, the cloud of uncertainty that hangs over campus and probably will for the foreseeable futures, is Lane Kiffin any better in that regard?
Yeah, because it's been a long time since Lane has gotten into trouble. Obviously, with what happened in 2009, that's its own little sort of discussion point. But from an NCAA perspective, I would say it's a non-issue. I think from, you know, just a familiarity standpoint or just from a comfort standpoint, it might be a little difficult on Rocky Top. It's more likely than Freeze in terms of what would be considered an option from Tennessee. I don't think Lane would take it. I think Lane's fine at Ole Miss, and yet Tennessee is a better job, but not right this very instant. Long term it is, but not this very instant. So I just think that, you know, yes, the connection to Lane is there, but I think Lane is perfectly fine where he is, and I think Tennessee knows that, and Danny White knows that, and when that discussion happens, if it happens, I think Lane will make that abundantly clear.
Barrett, it's Trey. Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. And when you look at what Tennessee, let's say Tennessee was going to hire a coach before they had hired an athletic director, how much has the coaching hot board, in your opinion, changed in the last 3 hours from what Tennessee could have done without Danny White to what now Tennessee could do with Danny White?
Changed a lot because I was sort of the belief, and I think a lot of other people were as well, that it was going to be kind of one of those things where Kevin Steele holds it down, for a year, gets the opportunity to coach himself into it, depending on who the AD was. And then Tennessee reassesses after the 2021 season because they'll have a better idea of the sanctions and what the future of the athletic department is. Now, to me, Kevin Steele's not going to be there. Kevin Steele's going to have to look somewhere else to be a head coach or even coordinator in 2021 because there's no doubt that part of the allure is Danny. I would imagine Danny White came in and said, I can get you this guy, I can get you this guy, I can get you this guy, and I can get you this guy. And that's why Tennessee moved as quickly as it did. So because of that, guys like Lance Leipold are now in the mix. Scott Frost isn't going to go there, but, you know, with Josh Heupel, yeah, maybe. That was not going to be an option beforehand. Is Jamie Chadwell more of an option now that there's at least some hint of potential stability? Yeah, probably. So, yeah, I think that's kind of what you're looking at now. I didn't think that that there were any other options other than Kevin Steele, Hugh Freeze, and maybe Bill O'Brien because he has experience in stabilizing a program. That was this morning, and then now I think there certainly are more options.
Barrett, you just threw something out, man, and it hit me right when you were talking because we were discussing Kevin Steele a little bit ago. So, in your opinion, this is going to be interesting. You think Kevin Steele might not even be on the Tennessee staff after just signing a contract last week?
I mean, I would imagine that the new coach X, if there is one, would try to find a way to get him out of there. I don't right. think he's trustworthy. I do think he's a good defensive coordinator, but if I'm a new coach, I don't want him on that staff knowing what happened at Auburn. So, yeah, I would imagine they'd try to find any way to get rid of him unless, for whatever reason, new coach X trusts him immensely, and I don't see how that's possible. So I would think that if he's not the head coach yet, he's gone.
I don't see how it's possible either, knowing the whole backstory or most of it down at Auburn. Where Tennessee's at right now, assistant coaches, looks like they're going to hold off hiring assistant coaches, the Ronnie Garner thing, maybe kind of wait until Danny White makes this move because if they can make an athletic director hire this quick, you know Danny White has a couple bullets in the chamber that he would like to go after over the next 5 to 7 days. In your opinion, what could this staff look like? Do you see potentially any holdovers on this staff that Tennessee has? I know there's not a lot left. They technically have lost three assistant coaches and one head coach in the last 3 months. But in your opinion, anybody on staff that you see hanging out?
I heard T. Martin has something in his hands, although I think that process stalled out a bit. So that, he wouldn't surprise me. Chaney, Man, it depends on who the head coach is.
That's the one.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who the coach is. I don't know, man. If it's one of White's guys, I kind of doubt it. But yeah, I would imagine if there is whoever it is, I would imagine that they clean house pretty good. There might be a few holdovers, but I just can't imagine any coach coming in that is taking the job because of the ability to rebuild it and not have the ability to actually rebuild it. You know, I just don't think that, you know, if you're going to do it, tear it down, build it back up. And having holdovers on staff just because doesn't seem like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I think that the thing with T. Martin that you were mentioning is Jimmy Sexton had negotiated an agreement, and Philip Fulmer and Dondi Plowman had kind of agreed to a verbal contract, two-year new contract at Tennessee for the wide receiver spot. So people were confused what Barrett was talking about. That was it. Barrett, when we look at Tennessee as a whole, wrapping up the last 3 months, 4 months, the Jeremy Pruitt era, we have not had you on since everything has kind of went down and just went to complete chaos. How do you sum it up? I mean, you've been around the SEC for so long. You know, we've seen so many different things. The way the Jeremy Pruitt era ended here with so many potential level one violations, I'm being told, and the amount, I mean, also upwards of 30, maybe to 35 violations occurred at Tennessee. Just expound upon your thoughts of how this has all gone down.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of coaches who were getting increasingly frustrated with what Tennessee was doing. And not because necessarily that Tennessee was the only team doing it, but it was just so overtly bad. And Jeremy Pruitt was so just brazen with what he was doing. And so I'm not surprised. I think that, I've heard that number too in terms of violations. We'll see how many level ones there are. But I think it had to be done, obviously. And the fact that Tennessee basically told on itself, and a lot of schools do that, but they usually try to give away the small stuff so they don't catch the big stuff. You caught on the big stuff. Tennessee basically said, screw it. We're done. We're going to be on probation for a while. That, to me, it signals that they better be, and I think they will be, in for a complete teardown. And I'm talking like what Baylor did post Art Briles / Jim Grobe. I mean, because Matt Rhule got a 7-year deal at Baylor when Baylor was as low can possibly get. That's, I think, where Tennessee's headed. And Tennessee folks and the administration seem to be okay with that. As long as it comes back and you get over all this ridiculousness that's happened over the last 12 years, if you can build it up the right way, it's, you know, go through some speed bumps and dig yourself a ditch, because coming out of it, you might be on the right side. So I think that's what all this has done. And honestly, that might be a net positive for Tennessee, because had Jeremy Pruitt not royally screwed this up, that patience and that mindset might not be there. So, and then at that point, you're not really accomplishing anything. You're just kind of spinning your wheels. So I think that's what the ultimate end of this will be, is that you're going to have a healthy program. It's going to take a while, but you're going to have a healthy program. And if whoever takes that job has the time, then he either fails or he builds that program to where he can either stay or go. But either way, it's in a good spot.
Hey, last quick question for me. Were you surprised to see that Philip Fulmer got a 36-month buyout from Tennessee?
Oh, God.
When technically, I mean, Barrett, the contract reads he got fired. That's what the contract reads. Are you surprised the way that they handled it on Monday, and now this guy's going to make $37,000 per month for the next 36 months?
Man, that's the dream, right? Just screw things up so bad and then get $37,000 a month for screwing things up. Man, I wish I could have that job. Yeah, well, I would be surprised if it was any school other than Tennessee. And I don't say that to be mean. I just, it is what it is.
Right.
I mean, it's a very Tennessee way to end this whole era. So, you know, I get it. He's a legend. You don't want to have him, you know, his his last sort of hurrah be what it is, but that's reality. Like, he is responsible for this. And, if it was not Tennessee, I'd be floored that he's getting $37,000 a month for 3 years. But it's Tennessee. So I guess you got to be dysfunctional one more time on the way out before you rebuild it.
Well, let's hope that's the last time, Barrett, as we say goodbye to you this afternoon. I mean, I don't know, for those of you in the national media just watching from afar at 10,000 feet, is that a significant entertainment value loss if we don't have a chaotic coaching search with, you know, fan revolts, subterfuge, smoke screens, you know, people using us for a raise, people denying the job, all those sorts of things? How much are you guys missing out on?
That doesn't happen, I'm going to be disappointed. But it's not going to happen. Like, you don't hire Danny White without him knowing who you get. So I don't think that's going to happen this time. But I guarantee you, if all of us in the national media, if we're prepared for anything, it's that Tennessee's coaching search is going to get weird. But I don't think it's going to happen this time. But mentally, I'm already there. Mentally, I'm prepared for that if it happens.
Head on a swivel, Barrett. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time. CBSSports.com at Barrett Salee on Twitter. Barrett Salee, one more time, joining us. Thanks, man. G3 Help Me Hotline, sponsored, of course, by our friends at G3, G. Turner Howard III law firm here in town. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Or visit g3helpme.com. Call 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Barrett Salee, what did you learn?
Oh, let me see. I like the part about, you know, what he was talking about, you know, just completely starting over. You know, over the past couple of days, I've really thought about it. And it's kind of like finding out, you know, the foundation on your house is cracked and sinking. And yeah. I don't know that we don't need to just completely scoop everything out and start over. The only thing with that is the fans were going to have to be incredibly patient now.
Yeah,
this is not going to be a quick fix.
And how can you tell this fan base to be patient and it's not going to be a quick fix when we've been being told that for 12 years?
That's the $64,000 question. But I'm telling you, we're at ground zero.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this
you've got to cut out the rot. And
Dooley and Butch were bad football coaches. But that's all they were. They were just bad fits, bad coaches. They didn't win. And you fire them, and, yeah, somebody's going to have to come in and kind of pick up the pieces. Jeremy Pruitt was a bad football coach, but he burnt this thing to the ground and salted the earth.
Yeah.
It's so far beyond just being not winning enough. Like Dooley and Butch, like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, Dooley and Butch just weren't SEC level coaches.
This guy wasn't an SEC level coach, and he left. He just not only did not win enough, but he's made it to where whoever gets this job next is going to be kneecapped from the start. Now, can he get past it quickly? I don't know. It depends on the hire. There's some luck. It's a crapshoot to a certain extent, but it's really frustrating for Tennessee fans who have been told this over and over again. Just wait. This is the guy. It's going to be okay. Just be patient. We need a year or two. And now, not only are they being told that again, they're saying, and actually, it might be a year or two longer than you think because of all this NCAA stuff, which, of course, is Jeremy Pruitt's fault. And Philip Fulmer's fault. And we need to continue to discuss that and come to terms with that.
Well, all I have to say is Tennessee hired themselves a national championship-winning athletic director today.
Well, and here's the thing, Bear.
Yes, sir.
It's scary how right Trey has been lately. I mean, you talk about, like, throwing heat. Trey Wallace is on a heater right now. Trey, why you are not in Vegas just gambling at all right now, I have no idea.
Rolling bones.
I was thinking about going to Cherokee.
But he told
as well.
Bear, you
that
have been
the most Trey thing you've ever said.
You have been dropping bombs on Trey for 3 years now. Because even when Coach Fulmer rode in on his white horse 3 years ago and we were all drinking from the battle captain's keg of glory, there's Trey needling him the entire time and saying and basically ripping the guy. And it makes
they got into it on air.
It's made you so mad. Like, it's been a recurring theme, and I always have to break up these little fights. But what do you have to say now?
I told you so.
I'm asking Bear. What do you have to say?
I will never apologize. It's a personal rule of mine. I'm sorry. I just don't do it. I don't know what you want me to say, Russell.
Just say he was right. You don't have to apologize for anything. Just like we all.
Now he's been wrong sometimes too, but he's been on a roll. Like, I'm trying not to talk to him. He's like a pitcher with a no hitter rolling.
So who's gonna? All right, let's put this theory to the test.
No, don't do
it. You know, yes, we're doing it.
He wants to know who the head coach is.
Who's the coach going to be?
I know
Trey.
He does.
I'll tell you who I don't want.
Put your credibility on the line. I don't care. Who's he going to be, Trey?
I will be prepared to answer that question tomorrow.
Answer it now.
He's got to work the phones, Russ. Let the man work.
Answer it now. I gave you Danny White yesterday, a day before it was going to happen. Give me tomorrow.
No, you gave us Danny White like Monday or Tuesday.
Well,
like two or three days ago.
Tuesday, actually. Yeah.
Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
We were all worried about them hiring John Gilbert. And
we shianoed him, man. He saw the reaction that was getting from Vol Nation. He saw that fan run poll. Where 80% of the audience wanted Ingram, like nobody wanted John Gilbert. He's like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Once you thought about it, I mean, he was the hitman's right-hand man. He's one of the players in why this place is, you know, in the mess it is right now. I mean, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just stating fact.
Yeah, that one was interesting, and then, and they do what they all do. You know, they take their name out of it this morning once they found out they're not going to be the person.
That's what I thought it was getting. As soon as I saw that, I was like, they've hired somebody. I didn't know it was going to be Danny White, but.
Yeah. It was interesting. I mean, they went and sat down with him and, you know, got in front of him, got face-to-face, didn't do no kind of Zoom, nothing like that. And they convinced him, and they told him, you're going to have the resources at Tennessee. We're going to financially back you. And by the way, there's a Brinks truck on the way over here right now with your buyout money. Got to give Dondi and Randy credit for getting on that private jet yesterday, getting down to Orlando and making the deal happen. By the way, how about the Parker search firm getting $120,000 for about 3 days' worth of work?
Yeah, it's the Parker Search Firm.
Goodness gracious.
We need to start our own search.
But what
did
the Parker Search Firm, Russ, that sent us to Mike White back in the during that search?
We need our own search firm. I'll start the search firm of Smith, Wallace, and Bear. And we'll just have Trey Google search every athletics director in the country, and we'll charge schools $100,000 a pop for Trey to give him a list of 20 names that he just Googles. Here you go. That'll be $100,000.
And we're going to send Baird to do the sit-down one-on-ones to do the vetting. You know he'll get it out of them.
No, we don't do the vetting. We just give them the names. That's all Parker Search Firm does. They don't do any of it. Like, they give Dondi a list of names, and she takes it from there. It's the biggest racket in the history of rackets.
Yeah. They gave him $60,000 up front, and they have to pay him now another $60,000 by Monday.
I mean, big pharma.
That's stupid,
and
man.
Big,
even Philip Fulmer's like, man, that's highway robbery.
I mean, if you could imagine that, big pharma's jealous of the Parker Search Firm. They're just stealing money.
God bless corporate America.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Hour number two, Alex Olive will be in with your top four at four when we continue, and we will open it up for your phone calls. 865-546-8200. Go ahead and jump in now. Load them up. Be right back. Hour number two of The Drive coming up.